You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy. If you've been with us over the years, you've heard us constantly pray, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. The reason why we say it in that order is I don't believe that we can have the great awakening that we have to be able to turn our nation around without ending innocent bloodshed. With over 50 plus million children being aborted, that blood, think about it. Cain killed his brother Abel, the first murder on the face of the earth. And God's word says his blood still cries out to this day, which means all that innocent bloodshed is crying out against America. So we have to turn, and that turning's taken place. It is so exciting to see that. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
We've been praying. We've been asking, you know, and,
yeah, we
and we're trying to figure out how do you pray that. And thanks to Mike Bickle, International House of Prayer. You know, Amber, my daughter, Amber Barr, was there doing an internship, and they just nailed it down to a simple, simple prayer. Dear God, end abortion. Isn't that awesome?
Right.
It's like, you know, don't be all religious. Like, God, end abortion. And it's happening. As a matter of fact, that was a Kay Ivey.
Kay Ivey.
Governor Kay Ivey.
Signed sweeping abortion ban into law. Every life is sacred gift from God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
The governor of Alabama has signed the toughest abortion bill in the country into law. Governor Kay Ivey says the bill stands as a powerful statement to Alabamians' deeply held belief that every life is from God. Said to the bill's many supporters, this legislation stands as a powerful testament. Oh, I just said that. Okay. Yeah. The bill makes abortion at any stage of the pregnancy a felony.
Wait a minute. Say it again.
The bill makes abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony.
You got to do it again. Listen, this
All
is
right,
huge.
Ready?
This is huge.
The bill makes abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony.
Which means this. If you don't know what a felony is, that means you go to prison. You don't go to jail. You go to prison.
Yes. In fact, you go to. It's punishable to 10 to 99 years or life in prison for the abortion provider. Now, there's no exception for rape or incest. Only for women's health being at a serious risk. And so the law doesn't go into effect for 6 months, but it is expected to face legal challenges to stop it.
And they go into the Supreme Court to be able to come against a decision, not a law, a decision by the Supreme Court in 1973. Listen, the judiciary branch does not, and under our Constitution, make any laws at all. It's the legislature branch. It's Congress that makes laws. The Supreme Court, this is a bad ruling to begin with. They just went with it. But if they want to make a law and for legalizing abortion, then that's your congressman and your senators do that. And guess what? They're not going to do it because you don't want it. Nobody wants that to happen. So you're looking at, you know, abortion is ending in America, which means that you're looking at revival. You're looking at a third great awakening coming to America. I mean, it's an exciting day
to
see this.
Alabama is not an anomaly because what we're seeing is a sweeping wave all across the country.
Yes.
Because we're going to be talking about the five most recent strictest anti-abortion laws in 2019.
And it's important for understand this, that so of course they're expecting it to be challenged because Planned Parenthood will be talking about they're going to be suing everybody that stands up for the life of a child, but it'll go all the way to the Supreme Court. Now, the Supreme Court was 8 justices in the Supreme Court,
nine
justices in the Supreme Court. And so the only thing they're supposed to do is to ask the question, is this constitutionally correct? Does it line up with the Constitution? Does it not line up with the Constitution? And it is unconstitutional, which means, and you just got Kavanaugh on there, right?
Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch.
Neil Gorsuch and a couple other ones in there. But you never begin to pray now for the Supreme Court, because this case is this and many others are going to come before them. And when America turns from this shedding of innocent blood, killing of children who don't even have a voice yet, God's going to hear that.
Yeah.
He saw that with King Josiah. When he saw King Josiah stop that in Israel years ago, God brought blessing on Israel. It was an amazing thing. Yeah. And he said there wasn't a greater king that ever lived than King Josiah. Why? Because he ended this very kind of thing in Israel.
It's not a woman's right issue. It's actually a life issue, because the woman has all the responsibility and rights for her own body, but not the body that's in her
body. There's two bodies there.
Yeah.
And two, if it was for her health, if you look at all the statistics of what happens to a lady after she makes that very difficult choice to do something like that. They say she mentally, she struggles. She struggles with depression. Yes. She struggles with self-hate. She struggles with so many different things because she just, you can imagine if you kill one of your children, you're always thinking about that child. And you can tell yourself that that's not what you're doing, but you know that that child would be alive today if you wouldn't have made that decision to take that child's life. Now, God can forgive you for that. And this law of KIV or the state of Alabama is not against the mother.
No.
It's against the doctor who has took an oath not to harm anyone. So if that doctor harms that child in the womb, aborts that child at any stage, he or she is going to be charged with a felony up to 99 years in prison.
That's right.
This is huge. Okay.
It's a big deal. So we're going to be looking at some of the five states in the country in 2019. Now there's been other rapid movement in previous states, but 2019 has been the year where abortion is coming down. The first one we're going to look at is what we just talked about was Alabama.
Yes.
Because it is the KIV, most recent KIV.
By the way, this means the legislature, state legislature in Alabama and all these states, they voted for this law, this bill. But the governor has to sign it to become a law. So which means all the government in those states said,
an agreement.
We want to end this thing in our state. Okay.
It's powerful. She said it stands as a powerful testament to Alabamians' deeply held belief that every life is precious and that every life is a sacred gift from God.
From God.
Oh my goodness. That's beautiful.
We love you, Kay.
Yes. Let's go to Georgia. Georgia. This was
Brian Kemp.
Governor Brian Kemp says, we protect the innocent and we champion the vulnerable and we stand up and speak for those that are unable to speak for themselves.
I saw that conference. It was an amazing conference.
It was a major, if you remember this election, this was, I believe he ran against Stacey Abrams. And up until the last moment, I mean, they were still denying that this gentleman won, the governor won. But you can see why. This was a battle for life. This was a major thing.
And you saw, a couple actors go into Georgia who are not even residents there, and they're saying, listen, we're going to boycott Georgia. And they threatened everything they could.
Yeah.
But Georgia stood strong and said, we're ending this thing. We're ending abortion in Georgia. And I think about, Purdue, right? When he was there.
Sonny Purdue.
Yeah, they were in a drought, right?
Major drought.
A major drought. And they needed God they needed rain.
Yeah.
So just in a biblical patterns, they went out and prayed and said, we need to pray and ask God and humble ourselves.
Did it publicly.
Brought
the cameras in.
Yeah, and what happened?
It rained.
Yeah. It rained.
And we talk about how things are full circle. You honor the Lord, God, the Lord will honor you. That was years ago.
Yes.
And now today, Sonny Perdue is on the president's cabinet.
Department of Agriculture.
It's just amazing how things come full circle.
This is so exciting. We're seeing governors sign bills into law to end abortion in America. I mean, we have a president and a vice president that says life is winning again in America.
That's right. I was just thinking about that before we cut to break, that I think a lot of these states have drawn from the strength of our president, and they have seen that this man single-handedly has just been pushing and fighting
along against, with Mike Pence, the vice president.
Yeah, fighting against fake news, fighting against people trying to destroy his presidency, and yet he just continues to persevere. So I think they're saying this is the time to do it.
And there's something about, that our president, that he is openly saying, I'm not this high quality Christian person. He's talking about the word God versus saying God. But what he's saying is, you as a Christian, you need to stand up. If he's standing up that bold for God, how much more should we
absolutely
be standing up, for the Lord?
Sure.
And I think it's just so important. So who's the next governor?
Kentucky. This is actually State Senator Matt Castellan.
Uh-huh.
And he says, makes Kentucky the leading nation.
Well, they signed
another
the
bill.
Law
yeah.
to end abortion in their state.
That's right.
In the state of Kentucky.
And it makes Kentucky the leading in the nation for being a pro-life. How powerful is that?
Yeah,
that really is
remarkable. It makes Kentucky leading the nation in being a pro-life state. Mm. And Kentucky's been very conservative.
Yeah,
and it's just exciting to see.
It's the fetal heartbeat bill, and the bill that they signed and passed and voted for. This new law bans abortion after the heartbeat can be detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy.
But if you're not a human being, you don't have a heart, and you don't have a heartbeat, right?
Exactly.
So if you have a heart, you're
Hello?
Human. Yeah, okay. Right.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah,
it's just science, right?
It's like one after another after another. I mean, abortion is ending in America.
Well, in Mississippi, Governor Phil Bryant signed Bill 2116 into law on March 21st, and the measure bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected.
Same thing. You're looking at a fetal heartbeat bill. Yeah.
With the exception for when a mother faces life-threatening medical emergencies in which the baby cannot be saved. So it seems like both of those things have to be in conjunction. And this is what I believe said. I've often said that I want Mississippi to be the safest place for an unborn child in America. I can read that again. This is Governor Phil Bryant of Mississippi. I've often said I want Mississippi to be the safest place for an unborn child in America. Because historically, and the stats don't lie, that the most dangerous place right now for a child in America is in the mother's womb.
Think about that.
Think
most dangerous place for a child is not in some country at war. It's not in some...
Not in Syria.
Not in North Korea. Not even in a difficult gangster neighborhood, for example. But it's actually in the mother's womb. Over 50-plus million already have been killed in the womb. I mean, that's just the numbers that they're counting in America since 1973.
Over 40 years, a generation's worth of human beings have just been killed.
Oh, man. So what's happened is Ohio.
Ohio.
Think about this key swing state, Ohio. So what did they sign?
This is Governor Mike
DeWine.
He is quoted as saying, "The essential function of government is to protect the most vulnerable among us, those who do not have a voice." And that is so, so true, isn't it?
If you've been praying that abortion will end, you're looking at answers to your prayers.
Yeah.
That's what we're seeing. We're seeing the beginning of what you're going to see is a great awakening, a revival come to America. This is hopeful, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Hopeful.
The new bill, the new law bans aborting babies as soon as they have a detectable heartbeat. There you go. This is the third state. The essential function of government, and we read this, is to protect the most vulnerable among us, those who do not have a voice. This is amazing what is taking place. Now, when we looked at also as well that there were so many presidential candidates right now that are running on the Democratic side, and they are all have different positions on different issues. I believe there's 23 at that last count, but that number could be changing. But you and I were talking during the break, and one of the things that they do agree on is what?
Abortion. They're up to aborting a child at any time, anywhere. And it's pretty clear. And if we get this right, if we get life right coming to this next election coming up, we're getting things right before God. I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet, take the moment to comment below. Share your thoughts. What are you thinking about this? Give a shout out to the governors that are saying, yes, we stand with you. We're grateful that you're standing up, you know, put their names in there, you know, and just comment below or write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love hearing from you. We've been standing for years asking God to end abortion, send revivals, and a third great awakening. We're seeing that. Also, I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet gone to Spotify, we just have recently gotten on Spotify. You can follow us there. You know, VFNKB, you can see on your screen how to follow us, VFN TV. Or you can go to iTunes or Google Play and subscribe to our podcast as there as well. And comment, rate us, you know, give us 5 stars, talk about us. What happens when you do that, it's all computerized. So what causes it to do, they'll let you raise it up and send it out to more people because you stopped to comment, give it 5 stars, and put some comments on there about what's going on. Some good comments would be great. So you think about this, so you see these positive turns that's taking place simultaneously with to end abortion. What's going to happen? What's happening this very moment is Planned Parenthood and other agencies like them are raising up and they're going to fight this forward movement to end abortion in America. They're funding 6 digits, 7 digits. What is it?
Oh, yeah, ad campaign.
An ad campaign.
And it's huge. And they're going to run them in North Carolina. They're going to run them in Arizona and some of these other, you know, key states. But it's going down.
So you're looking at, you're talking about the health of a woman. Well, 50% of the children being killed in the womb are women. So their health, a good health prescription would be allow them to live.
Yeah.
And the male babies as well to be able to live. But what is the moral argument? I'm just going to pray for you now to find out what is the moral viewpoint of what's taking place. Let's take a look.
Let's talk about one of the most emotionally charged subjects there is, abortion, but in an unemotional way. Also, let's not touch on the question that most preoccupies discussion of the subject, whether abortion should be legal or illegal. The only question here is the moral one. Is ending the life of a human fetus moral? Let's begin with this question. Does the human fetus have any value and any rights? Now, it's a scientific fact that a human fetus is human life. Those who argue that the human fetus has no rights say that a fetus is not a person. But even if you believe that, it doesn't mean the fetus has no intrinsic value or no rights. There are many living beings that are not persons that have both value and rights. Dogs and other animals, for example. And that's moral argument number one. A living being doesn't have to be a person in order to have intrinsic moral value and rights. When challenged with this argument, people usually change the subject to the rights of the mother, meaning the right of a mother to end her fetus's life under any circumstance, for any reason, and at any time in her pregnancy. Is that moral? It is only if we believe that the human fetus has no intrinsic worth. But in most cases, nearly everyone believes that the human fetus has essentially infinite worth and an almost absolute right to live. When? When a pregnant woman wants to give birth. Then society and its laws regard the fetus as so valuable that if someone were to kill that fetus, that person could be prosecuted for homicide. Only if a pregnant woman doesn't want to give birth do many people regard the fetus as worthless. Now, does that make sense? It doesn't seem to. Either a human fetus has worth, or it doesn't. And this is moral argument number two. On what moral grounds does the mother alone decide a fetus's worth? We certainly don't do that with regard to a newborn child. It is society, not the mother or the father, that determines whether a newborn child has worth and a right to live. So the question is, why should that be different before the human being is born? Why does one person, a mother, get to determine whether that being has any right to live? People respond by saying that a woman has the right to control her body. Now, that is entirely correct. The problem here, however, is that the fetus is not her body. It is in her body. It is a separate body. And that's moral argument number three. No one ever asks a pregnant woman, "How's your body?" when asking about the fetus. People ask, "How's the baby?" Moral argument number four. Virtually everyone agrees that the moment the baby comes out of the womb, killing the baby is murder. But deliberately killing it a few months before birth is considered no more morally problematic than extracting a tooth. How does that make sense? And finally, moral argument number five. Aren't there instances in which just about everyone, even among those who are pro-choice, would acknowledge that an abortion might not be moral? For example, would it be moral to abort a female fetus solely because the mother prefers boys to girls, as has happened millions of times in China and elsewhere? And one more example. Let's say science develops a method of determining whether a child in the womb is gay or straight. Would it be moral to kill a gay fetus because the mother didn't want a gay child? People may offer practical reasons not to criminalize all abortions. People may differ about when personhood begins and about the morality of abortion after rape or incest. But with regard to the vast majority of abortions, those of healthy women aborting a healthy fetus, let's be clear. Most of these abortions just aren't moral. Good societies can survive people doing immoral things. But a good society cannot survive if it calls immoral things moral. I'm Dennis Prager.
Wonderful. powerful. It's immoral to kill someone. It's immoral to kill your child. Listen, this is what God says. He says, before you was in your mother's womb, I knew you. Mm. He said, when you were in your mother's womb, I formed you. He talks about children in the womb. He talks about them as nations, literally nations. This one begets that one, who has this one, who has that one. When you see Jesus in the womb of his mother, Mary, and John the Baptist and his mother, Elizabeth, and they came together, there weren't fetuses. That was a son of God and one called John the Baptist. And when they came near, they both jumped inside their womb because he knew that the Lord was in the womb. He actually knew that. In the womb, your child knows that. Your child knows that you're going to, if you haven't seen the movie Unplanned, I encourage you to go see that, because you're going to see firsthand how tragic that really is. But just pray this prayer with me continually. Dear God, end abortion. Dear God, end abortion. It's very simple. Mean it. Pray it. God's going to do it. Abortion is ending in America. That means revival and great awakening is coming to America. Let's just pray right now. But don't forget, comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Father God, I just pray right now over that mother right now that's thinking about taking her last child. Lord, her child's life, I just say, no, ma'am. On behalf of the child, I say, Mom, don't take my life. I'm generations inside of you. I'll be a blessing to you. I speak life over your child. And we just pray, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.